Mother of God.
So when is the next bank holiday?
I'm not sure, actually. I know my kids are off next Monday, but that's a training day in the school. I don't know about an actual bank holiday.
Oh, no, then if the kids are off, call it a bank holiday.
Okay.
If they're going on a training day, then that's a parental bank holiday as well.
Yeah, so I still have to go to work.
No, you take it off.
Oh, really?
You bring that to the European Court
Best of luck with that one, love.
Of weekend breaks.
Yeah.
It's Paddy's weekend, isn't it? St. Patrick's weekend.
Yeah, so March the 17th is the next one.
Like, if there's a bank holiday, why isn't there a flower shop holiday? Why don't we have a day off for bakers?
That's a good point.
Where's the butcher's day?
Shane is telling me here, Vic, we do have the October bank holiday. No, I said we need one in September or November.
We need one a month.
We should get one a month, shouldn't we?
Be much happier.
It's not much to ask, lads.
They're so nice. Oh. Is there anything nicer than waking up on a Sunday knowing you don't have to go to work the next day?
Do you know what?
It's so nice.
My husband was walking around the house yesterday and he actually said the same thing. He just went, oh.
You get giddy like a child, don't you?
I love an old bank holiday.
There's nothing better.
Like, what are you going to do about it? Like, yeah. I just love the feeling of an old bank holiday.
The fact that you can do anything on a Sunday and a Sunday evening and a Sunday night.
That's what it is.
I headed down to Kinsale on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Drove down to the Beatles Festival.
Oh, well done. And?
And it was very good. What a great idea for a festival.
It is, yeah.
Everybody loves the Beatles music. And when you see it live, then you go, oh my God, the best band ever.
Such brilliant song.
The best I've seen, I went into the Blue down in Kinsale, as it's affectionately known, down the back in their big area down there. They flew in this guy. He was a John Lennon tribute act from Italy. Okay, one man band.
Right.
I mean, this guy, he sings, plays the guitar, plays the keyboards, plays the drums. Here we go. This is him now, okay? So he's playing the drums, the guitar, and the keyboard with his right hand.
He's really good.
Amazing.
He's really good.
But I was just more like, I mean, apart from the singing and the songs, obviously, I mean, he's playing like three things at the one time.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM breakfast with KC.
Wet and windy and wild out there this morning. That'll clear off after about 8 o'clock. It's actually going to be quite a nice Tuesday. And last night on Now, the old Boyzone documentary dropped. Keith called into the show Friday. Keith, have you seen the documentary? What's your views on it and what's your thoughts about the whole thing?
It's a three-part documentary and we only showed the first part at the premiere. We had the premiere in London on Monday night, and then we flew home and we had the premiere in Dublin on Tuesday night. Look, you know what? I only watched it once. I watched it once when it was finished in the edit about 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And I found it a hard watch at the time, so they sent me a link to be able to watch it again, but I chose not to watch it.
Okay.
So I watched it on Monday night in London, and I actually got quite emotional after it. And I think the emotion was more the reliving of Stephen's, you know,
of course, yeah,
unfortunate end. Yeah. And that just kind of managed to kind of get me on the hook again, and my family went with me in London on Monday, but Shane had all his gang and Ronan had his gang and stuff like that. So I suppose I just kind of found myself a little bit naked watching it on Monday. Mm-hmm. But when I got back to Dublin on Tuesday and I saw all the familiar faces and all my family were there, and my great friends, the Kiris from Cork, came up as well, and it was a much nicer watch. I found it a lot more therapeutic watching it.
You had a bit of support there. You had a bit, like,
comfort.
You had family and friends around you. You need that when you're watching something traumatic like that. You need that.
You do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's our life kind of mapped out on a documentary from the time we were so young, from the time we were 17, 18, and, you know, and obviously that infamous clip from the Late Show features in it. And
I've never seen that, Keith. What happened there?
No, me neither.
Yeah.
most people haven't, thank God. But it's nice for a change, because people will also remember, I think it was the most recent time when Ryan Fogarty was still on the Late Late Show. We were on a tour, I think it was our 25th anniversary tour. And we did the Late Late Show. Now, we had done the Late Late Show with Gay Byrne numerous times. And then we went back and we did it with Pat Kenny a couple of times. And he took over. And then with Ryan Purbity. We've yet to go on with Paddy Kilty. But We were done with Red Burberry, and we had sent them the clips of Boyzone performing with Pavarotti in Modena. We'd sent them clips of us performing with the Bee Gees, with Joe Cocker, B.B. King. And you know, we thought they were doing a nice piece on us where they kind of showed that infamous clip, but then they go, look, what hard work and graft and determination, you know, you end up here, and then show a clip of us on stage in front of 200,000 people with Pavarotti. But they chose not to do that. They chose to, just to show the...
No.
...clip again, which...
Oh, whoa.
Which people will remember, Shane Lynch went mad.
Shane got very wound up over the whole thing, Keith. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Keith, do you remember, and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago on the show, the very first gig that you guys did collectively of a group, off the back of that dance routine on the Late Late Show, was in a town hall in Clare Morris in Mayo, and I was your support DJ. And me and the boys had radio scanners, and we could tune into the radio mics because you were singing to backing tracks, and you weren't that finely tuned, to be honest with you.
Well, actually, I don't know what you were tuning into, because in the documentary you'll see that we only had two live mics; the other three were dummies.
That's it.
That's classic.
We were miming the backing tracks, and the reason we had live mics was, we would do dance routines to turn our backs on the audience, to swap over the mic so that we could all get a turn to talk between songs.
Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. You got to check out this documentary. It's streaming on Now. This weekend it's going to be released. It's the 2nd of February. It's going to be out. Keith, quick fire round of questions before I let you get back to sleep. All right? I've got 8 questions here. These are from listeners.
Do you really think I'm going to get back to sleep now?
I know, yeah. He's up for the day.
Yeah,
now.
Calvin Harris woke you up. All right. First of all, question number one. Did Boyzone make you a millionaire?
Yes.
It did. Did you ever trash a hotel room?
Not intentionally.
So, yes.
Okay. Who are you closest to in the band?
Shane Lynch.
Shane Lynch, okay. What is your most ridiculous purchase off the back of the bobs you made from Boyzone?
Probably cars.
Cars, lots of cars. Yeah. What's your favourite Boyzone song, by the way?
Isn't It a Wonder?
Isn't It a Wonder? Yeah, you sing on that one, yeah. Would you lend Louis Walsh money if he called you up today?
Absolutely not.
You're dead right.
Who's your favourite Irish act of all time?
You too.
You too. Yeah. And will Casey ever get his 4 new tyres?
Will you ever get his what?
His 4 new tyres for Tireland. It's Six Nations weekend, buddy.
Come up to me and we look after Casey.
That's right.
You've said that the last 5 interviews, Keith.
Yeah.
Buddy, it's so great to talk to you. I'll be up to you. I will be up to you. Listen, can't wait to see the documentary. Well done and everything, and keep up the great work. Keith Duffy, everybody.
I have to say a big thank you for the Tireland call. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh.
You're welcome. Hey, anytime. Anytime you need a bit of marketing genius.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Did you hear the old kerfuffle about the national anthem there at the
weekend? I didn't like it. No, I don't. I'm not a huge fan of like operatic singing anyway. Like, it should have stayed in the 16th century in Italy. Sorry, lads.
But I could not get over all the all the chatter online about that over the weekend. The day and
come, the hour. I wonder, does he come downstairs?
Singing like that?
Come downstairs on a Saturday morning looking for his scrambled eggs. Where's my breakfast? Is it ready? I'll have bacon with my boiled eggs. I'd be walking into shops. Chicken fillet, lots of mayo. Oh, I'd go to town on it.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
We're not calling them the Grammys. We're calling them what, Vic?
I don't know.
The Gammies.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there.
What was going on last night?
Like, there was so much going on, wasn't there?
Oh, my
there?
God. Well, first of all, we had Jaden Smith arriving.
Yeah. With a house on his head.
He's into his tunes. He's a house head.
Hey! Hey! Yeah. The legs young people go to put a roof over their head these days.
I know, it's incredible.
I know.
At least he's continuing the family tradition of ruining awards for everybody.
Yeah. You know,
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Well, you're right about that.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Sabrina turning up Gatton out of a little golden
She's
flask.
She's my kind of girl, she is.
I am a Sabrina fan.
It was Sabrina with Ribena, I'm told.
It was Ribena.
Yeah, exactly.
The flask matched her dress. To me, that was the most impressive.
Were you impressed with that? That's a power move.
The dress.
Yeah, you could mistake it as a bag. It's probably how she got it in.
There you go. She should have done a thing. She should have done your mum on it and bought the hairbrush.
Kian DeCroix, what a legend.
Well done, Kian.
Yeah. Up the Rebels. He was a writer on a song, best R&B song for SZA. And then the bit I wasn't too cool about at all was Kanye West arriving with his wife. And he does this thing when he's out with her. And maybe I'm getting this wrong, but when you see her and you see the two of them out, he's doing this weird show pony thing with her.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Where she, the whole thing's so awkward. You think she's in on it?
I just think that, I don't know, I just think you wouldn't put up with it. And I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that she doesn't have a choice, but I just wonder, it's so performed. The whole thing is so performed, it's like a performance act.
For people who didn't see them last night, what were they doing?
Well, she came out and she was wearing like nothing. She was wearing a dress that was just like a pair of tights.
It was a nude bodysuit.
Nude body, completely naked.
Mm-hmm. They were asked to leave.
Yeah, they got booted out. I just get hostage energy. I honest to God.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think in about 3 years from now, she'll be starring in her own documentary called Surviving Kanye. It's going to happen.
Has he started a cult that we don't know about?
What did you say?
A cult.
Okay, just checking. Hey,
love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. It is Tuesday after the bank holiday. And I know you all need a radio hug, and the way we do that is by doing this. Current champion is Rory O'Hagan. Actually, he's a man who has more titles than Cork and hurling.
Yeah, I'm getting it done.
I think you're up. You're probably up on the 33 mark.
At least I'd say. I'm not keeping count, but
I
don't want to brag. Like.
Hello, Vic. How's it going? Our little adjudicator in the corner over there. All right, buddy. Listen, it's over to you, my friends. Kick it off.
People often ask how I know so many dad jokes, and I say that I keep a database.
Hold on. Oh, I got some new sound effects for dad gags.
Nice.
All right, lads. I've got a few sock puppets for sale. Anybody out there want to take them off my hands?
Oh my God, these are desperate, lads.
They're going to get worse.
They are.
I weigh 80 kilograms with my glasses on. No idea what I weigh with my glasses off.
What a joke.
Go on, that's a good one.
I met a lad in the bookies the other day. I was down the bookies just, you know, putting a few pound on an old pony, and a fella leaned over to me and went, "Casey, put all your money on a horse called Landfill." Landfill? Yeah, it turned out to be a rubbish tip.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Oh, that's actually brilliant.
On our first date, my wife let me borrow her copy of Casino Royale, and we've passed it back and forth ever since. We've always shared a bond.
That's what I got. Let's see. All right, lads. Okay. It's not that funny. A man was arrested. Did you hear about the fellow that was arrested in West Cork over the weekend?
No.
Fellow was arrested in West Cork after falling into farm machinery while trying to actually steal it. I believe he's been bailed on Monday.
Yes.
What a joke.
My wife caught me holding in my stomach while standing on the bathroom scale. She says, "That's not going to help you." And I said, "Well, it's the only way I can see the numbers."
Ooh, killer blow. Speaking of wives, my wife is blaming me for ruining her birthday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I didn't even know it was her birthday.
I haven't slept for 10 days because that would be too long.
Rory, he's been pulling the crackers before he came on here this morning. It's a cracker joke.
He's upset with me over that one.
I'm very annoyed.
Look at his
very
face.
Annoyed.
He's disgusting, lads.
Lads, how do you weigh a red hot chili pepper? You know when you go to the supermarket, how do you weigh it?
Don't know.
Give it away
yeah,
now.
That's such a good one. I like that.
Thank you.
When I was in school, I was in a band called Teenager's Bed. Never made it.
Ah, Rory, that's brutal.
Oh,
he's the only one laughing.
My wife is getting sick of me breaking wind around the house. It's just a daily occurrence. So I've had to hire somebody to fart for me. I call him my substitute.
Come on!
Last one, Rory.
Okay, I suspect my wife has been pouring glue on my antique firearm collection. She denies it, but I'm sticking to my guns.
Oh, good Lord.
God.
I have two to choose from, top or bottom, Vic?
Top.
Okay, all right. I've seen a road sign walking into work and it was pointing towards lessons for yodeling.
Oh.
Yeah. And it said under the sign, please form an orderly queue.
KC takes it today.
Yes!
Yeah, he does, yeah.
I am
Come
not having
on.
That.
He does. He had some funny ones, didn't he?
Yeah, one.
Welcome back. The king has been crowned. I actually thought you wanted to be completely
Thanks,
honest with your buddy.
I thought you did.
We'll share the title.
Draw.
50-50. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red FM. For good times, this is Red FM. Hello. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money. Okay, let's have a chat to our friend Sinead and Skibbereen. Hello, Sinead. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hi, Sinead.
Sinead is the proud owner of a seven-month-old little baby boy.
Oh, you have a baby.
Little baby Cormac.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Is this your first one, Sinead?
Yes.
Yeah. It's right. It's quite the experience, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Do you know what's amazing, Sinead? That it's like it's happened to me three times, but you walk out of a hospital, they hand you this baby and go... See ya.
And you're like,
no manual, no instructions. Yeah. No, you don't know where to change the batteries. You don't nothing.
Just, yeah.
Here's this thing. Like that. Keep it alive.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Yeah. Well, I've got two boys, Sinead. They're a little bit older than your little boy, and I can confirm they are absolutely crazy boys.
Yeah. It's what they say is girls wreck your head, boys wreck your house.
So true. Yeah. So true.
But do you know what Cormac is going to need now, Sinead? He's going to need a little brother to put in goal.
Oh, leave her alone.
So that's...
ignore him, Sinead.
No, definitely. Like, he's going to be out there kicking a ball against a wall on his own. He'll need
someone
to put in goal. No pressure.
No pressure. Just ignore him, Sinead.
Okay, for €1,000 for wipes and nappies, let's give it a go. I have given you, as promised, your four answers off air. So let's go through these. Let's play in 3, 2... What? Sinead, who wrote Rocky the movie?
Sylvester Stallone.
Fix You is a song by what band?
Coldplay.
Question number 3. Who did Cork play in hurling over the weekend?
Limerick.
On what Cork street is Electric Bar?
Southmont.
Question number 5. Halland plays for what football club?
Man City.
Who played the lead male role in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Question number 7. What is the first name of George Clooney's wife?
Amal.
Question number 8. What band sings Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Oh, Sunday.
Bloody Sunday. Legendary Irish band.
Yeah.
They've been on the go for maybe 40 years, maybe. Just throw a guess. Give me any Irish band.
Take a guess, Sinead.
You too.
Question number 9. Who won the best country album at the Grammys over the weekend?
Beyonce.
Can you tell me Michael Collins is from what part of Cork Easter?
Sinead.
Hold on a second now, because this is awkward. I started the question, the buzzer went off.
Yeah.
And as the buzzer was going, as it was trailing, Sinead shouted an answer.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to check the logs on that one.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to have to check it. Hold on a second. See, because we burnt up a lot of time on you two, all right?
We did.
I started the question before the buzzer.
You did.
So what does it say on the rule books?
The rule books are...
See, I started, and as the buzzer was trailing out, she said an answer. I don't know if it's the right answer, though.
Yeah, I don't know what to advise you here, because the buzzer did buzz before you finished the question, but you did start the question before the buzzer. There's a lot of people here saying she should get it, or she should...
Sinead, The question was, Michael Collins is from what part of Cork? Mm-hmm. East or west? I think she shouted Clonakilty.
Did she? I didn't hear
someone else
answer.
Is saying, oh lads, the buzzer's gone. You did the same to me a few months ago.
Yeah.
All right, so okay.
You have to be careful. I'm going
to be really, really fair.
Okay.
I'm going to ask her another question. What do you think?
The boss is behind you there saying, nah.
Hold on a second.
The boss is there. Oh, lads, it's all gone crazy in here.
I'm getting it was a well after the buzzer.
Yeah, he is saying that.
Sinead, I don't know. Mark,
come on in.
Oh, come, this Tuesday. Come on. Don't do this to us. It's Tuesday
this
after the bank holiday
now,
weekend. I think I messed up as I kind of hesitated on the last question. I think I went, and then the buzzer went off, but you shouted an answer over the top of that. Hold on a second.
Oh my God, Mark.
No, he said give it to her, meaning give her another question.
Yeah, give her another, exactly.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right,
okay,
here we go.
Okay, Sinead, we're doing another question. Are you still there? Bless
okay.
her. She's probably
here.
On the floor.
This is
what
cruel.
Happens when you play pop quiz, Sinead.
This is cruel. I don't have another question. Vic, is there any question you can think of off the top of your head?
There is.
Okay, do you want to go for it?
Yes.
All right, go.
Which Cork singer just won a Grammy?
Keane DeCroix.
You won! Yay! Collins, you have won €1,000 on a Tuesday after the bank holiday weekend. I'm so happy for
well
you.
Well done.
That will come in handy. Thank you so much.
Well done. Pop quiz winner this morning. Sinead, down Skibbereen direction. The €1,000 is yours.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Vic's VIPs. On Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
All right, the Grammys, what happened?
Okay, what didn't happen, you mean?
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about. Of course, we have to start with the wonderful Keane DeCroix, who he won Best R&B Song. Now, he worked with a group of writers mm-hmm. on this song. It's called Satin. It was performed by Singer. Here's a little taste.
It's a good tune.
It's a
really
great
good tune,
yeah.
So there was three writers on this. I often wonder when it comes to...
I think there was four, actually, altogether. Yeah, Keane was one of four co-writers.
Did they do, like,
song.
A sentence each or something?
I know, yeah.
Does it work?
I don't know. But they were, they were very pleased. They were talking backstage. The clip's a little bit long. I don't know if we've got time, but you can have a listen to them if you like.
I think just because you won a Grammy, you can do whatever you want.
That's what Keane does, because he's Irish.
Yes, the Irish, you know. We like, dude, that's the rule. If
I'm
you win a Grammy,
Irish.
You can do whatever you want.
He's also very Irish.
He's fully
I'm
Irish.
Also Irish, too. Yeah.
Do you know that Keane's already got the freedom of Cork City? So that means you can, by law, you can graze your cattle wherever you want in Cork. That's the rules.
Did you just make that up?
I'm not making that up. You get the freedom of Cork City historically going back hundreds of years.
Yeah.
The freedom of the city meant that if you wherever your livestock was, you could graze your cattle.
That's
swear to God.
Brilliant.
That's part of the parcel.
I never
isn't
knew that
better than free parking outside JD Sports, Top of Panna?
Yeah, well, I don't know, actually. It's
actually,
quite nice to get the old free parking. Anyway. So, by the way, he has a... There's a bit of an Elton John thing going on with our Keane at the minute.
The glasses, yeah.
Did you see the glasses?
Yeah, they were nearly as mental as your blippy glasses.
Oi.
Yeah.
I need to lash into my glasses of a Tuesday morning.
Well, you're slagging a lad off for glasses.
I'm just saying, did you see them? That's all I said. I never called him blippy.
Did I see them? You see them from Mars.
They were very sparkly. There was loads of other stuff going on. Obviously, people were watching Beyonce's exchange with Jay-Z when she accepted her award for Best Album, which was Cowboy Carter, presented to her by Taylor Swift. Those two seem to have buried the hatchet. We were talking about that.
Oh, back in the day, somebody was going to bury a hatchet in a different part of the body. They hated each other for 16 years. And it's all off the back of the Kanye.
Did they hate each other, though? Or was it just Kanye they didn't like?
No, it was just... They never really got on, and there was always little kind of digs at each other over the years. But Taylor kind of kept her wished about it. She was pretty civil about the whole thing.
She's smart, you see.
But the whole thing, they've shook hands and kissed and made up.
Well, that's
and
really good.
It was awkward, though.
I never felt so bad for anyone. That was awful that Kanye West did that to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
How old was she? She was about 16, wasn't she?
She just done their Holy Communion, had she not?
Yeah.
She loaded of cards in her handbag
exactly,
and everything.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar was talking about being from Hollywood and the surrounding areas and growing up there, and obviously how sad it's been to watch it just burnt to the ground over the last few weeks. He gave a really nice little acceptance speech there. Have a listen.
Kendrick, what a genius. Genius.
We're going to dedicate this one to the city. Compton, Watts, Long Beach, Inglewood, Hollywood, out to the valley, Pacoima. This is my neck of the woods that's held me down since a young pup, you know. I can't give enough thanks to these places that I rolled around since high school. You know, and most importantly, the people and the families out in the Palisades and Altadena. This is a true testament that we're going to continue to restore the city.
Speaking of beef, he's got serious issues. Himself and Drake have been having pops off each other.
Yes,
but,
right.
Kendrick Lamar, in the song that he won the Grammy for, it's called Not Like Us.
Yes, right.
It's one of the most brutal digs in the history of music.
Okay.
Because he's having a pop at Drake, and the alleged suggestion that Drake prefers to hang out with younger people.
Okay.
And then Kendrick dropped this line.
Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Ouch. And it's probably A minor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost up there with Eminem's lyric.
All right.
Did you ever hear the little... It took a long time for people to put this together.
Yeah.
But eventually... This is like a year before the P. Diddy thing.
I'm like an R-A-P-E-R. Got so many S-A's. Wait, he didn't just spell the word rapper and leave out a P, did he?
Yep.
Hey.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 10 days to go until Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm just giving you a little bit of a heads up. So we have created something which is called Date the News Lady. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Aww.
No, I'm only joking. I'm joking. She promised me. This better mean not. No, it's nothing to do with you. I promise you.
Yeah,
this thing. All right.
What I don't know where this.
It's not concerning you. It's not concerning.
No,
I promise
okay,
you.
Better
I
not.
I was only joking.
It's not.
All right. What we're thinking of doing is, if there's somebody out there at the moment and you're listening, and you're thinking, you know, I'm going to propose.
Yeah.
You've been planning it for a long time. Can we plan it for you? Could we take it over? Could we do the organising for you?
Absolutely.
On Valentine's morning, though.
Because you would totally trust us to do it right for
100%,
you.
100%.
And are we going all out for this big flash mobs kind of thing?
Well. Listen, just there's a bit of planning. There's a bit of
see what works with the person.
I'm dipping. It's like a little litmus test. I'm just dipping it in the market and seeing who's out there.
Initially, we just need to know if there's anybody out there that's planning something.
No, if you do want to get in contact with us, okay, you got to keep this between. Obviously, you don't say a word to anyone, any of your buddies, any of your friends. You keep this 100%
between us.
Yeah,
we're gonna go big romantic.
Big romantic.
Yeah, love it
on Valentine's morning. Hopefully, but again, like there might be nobody out there that's interested in proposing.
We'll have to wait and see, lads.
Proposing live on radio on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But we're going to throw it out there anyway.
So if you're considering it and interested in it and you want to get in contact, you can email KC@redfm.ie. KC@redfm.ie.
Fine, that's my personal... It's my work email. It is my personal one. Well, it's my work email address, KC@redfm.ie. Throw fires off a line. Lads or ladies, this is open to everybody.
Just be sure that they'll say yes.
I'd be even better if they said no.
No, it wouldn't.
No. If you are guaranteed a yes, if this is a conversation that's been going on and you haven't been, you're trying to think of a thing to do, can we plan your proposal?
We want to help, lads.
All right. So drop us an email. We'll keep it on the QT.
We'll do a good job. We'll plan something good.
Listen, we will. We promise. We'll make it special. We'll have something really nice organised for you. We might get no interest in this.
We'll have Kelly and Rory singing for you and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Love songs.
Yeah, love songs.
You'd be just wedding band, wouldn't you?
Yeah. We
forgot about that.
You could do the ceremony.
Okay, lads.
Casey, and we'll have Kelly on the music. What can you do?
You're getting far too carried away here. We just said we'd help with the proposal, not the actual wedding.
Actually, that's true. The wedding's up to you.
You've gone down the wedding avenue there, lads.
No, if you feel like WhatsApping as well about that, 0868104106. So drop me an email, give me your little bits and bobs, your details about who you are. If you want us to plan your proposal, hand it over.
Absolutely.
Would we let you down?
No.
Oh my God.
Red FM's Cash Machine. machine.
Poor Kelly, I gave her an awful fright there.
Oh, I'm telling you now, lads, she was sweating out there.
I'm not going into that studio if it's something to do with me.
That's what I got from it.
All right, big proposals and big cash machine jackpots. Somebody didn't answer their phone on Friday. They left 175 grand on the table. 175k has not been won. That jackpot is gone.
Yeah.
But we've added more money to it. It's now a guaranteed 206,000 euro.
Wow.
206 grand is going to go between 3 and 4 on Kira's show this Friday.
Guaranteed, you say?
Guaranteed. That means we will keep ringing until we get somebody. Even if somebody doesn't answer for the first call, second call, we will keep going. For 206 grand, if you're not in for last week's draw, if you're in for last week, you're in. If you're not in, this is what we need you to do. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Goldheart network of stations. That text will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. And the T's and C's are on the website at redfm.ie. For an incredible, incredible end to the week and 206 grand. If you're trying to buy a house, trying to pay off a house, kids in college, bring kids into the world,
yeah,
or you just want 206 grand to buy the most incredible sports car you've ever laid eyes on.
No.
So much fun with that money. 206 grand. Text RED to 57557 and the best of luck, everyone.
RED FM's cash machine.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 10 days to go until Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm just giving you a little bit of a heads up. So we have created something which is called Date the News Lady. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Aww.
No, I'm only joking. I'm joking. She promised me. She said, this better be not. No, it's nothing to do with you. I promise you.
Yeah, we're
Kelly, we have this thing, all right?
I don't know where this.
It's not concerning you. It's not concerning.
No, I promise you.
I was only joking.
It's not.
All right. What we're thinking of doing is, if there's somebody out there at the moment and you're listening and you're thinking, you know, I'm going to propose.
Yeah.
You've been planning it for a long time. Can we plan it for you? Could we take it over? Could we do the organising for you?
Absolutely.
On Valentine's morning, though.
Because you would totally trust us to do it right for
100%,
you.
100%.
And are we going all out for this big flash mobs kind of thing?
Wow. Listen, just there's a bit of planning. There's a bit of
see what works with the person.
I'm dipping. It's like a little litmus test. I'm just dipping it in the market and seeing who's out there.
Initially, we just need to know if there's anybody out there that's planning something.
No, if you do want to get in contact with us, okay, you got to keep this between. Obviously, you don't say a word to anyone, any of your buddies, any of your friends. You keep this 100%
between us.
Yeah,
we're gonna go big romantic.
Big romantic.
Yeah, love it
on Valentine's morning. Hopefully, but again, like there might be nobody out there that's interested in proposing.
We'll have to wait and see, lads.
Proposing live on radio on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But we're going to throw it out there anyway.
So if you're considering it and interested in it and you want to get in contact, you can email KC@redfm.ie. KC@redfm.ie.
Fine, that's my personal... It's my work email. It is my personal one. But it's my work email address, KC@redfm.ie. Throw fires off a line, lads or ladies. This is open to everybody.
Just be sure that they'll say yes.
I'd be even better if they said no.
No, it wouldn't.
If you are guaranteed a yes, if this is a conversation that's been going on and you haven't been, you're trying to think of a thing to do, can we plan your proposal?
We want to help, lads.
All right. So drop us an email. We'll keep it on the QT.
We'll do a good job. We'll plan something good.
Listen, we will. We promise. We'll make it special. We'll have something really nice organised for you. We might get no interest in this.
We'll have Kelly and Rory singing for you and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Love songs.
Yeah, love songs.
You'd be just wedding band, wouldn't you?
Yeah. We
forgot about that.
You could do the ceremony.
Okay, lads.
Casey, and we'll have Kelly on the music. What can you do?
You're getting far too carried away here. We just said we'd help with the proposal, not the actual wedding.
Actually, that's true. The wedding's up to you.
You've gone down the wedding avenue there, lads.
No, if you feel like WhatsApping as well about that, 0868104106. So WhatsApp, drop me an email, give me your little bits and bobs, your details about who you are. If you want us to plan your proposal, hand it over.
Absolutely.
Would we let you down?
No.
Oh my God.
Red FM's cash machine. Machine.
Poor Kelly, I gave her an awful fright there.
Oh, I'm telling you now, lads. She was sweating out there.
I'm not going into that studio if it's something to do with me.
If you're fixing me up with someone, I'm going to kill you. That's what I got from her.
All right, big proposals and big cash machine jackpots. Somebody didn't answer their phone on Friday. They left 175 grand on the table. 175K has not been won. That jackpot is gone.
Yep.
But we've added more money to it. It's now a guaranteed 206,000 euro.
Wow.
206 grand is going to go between 3 and 4 on Kira's show this Friday.
Guaranteed, you say?
Guaranteed. That means we will keep ringing until we get somebody. Even if somebody doesn't answer, but the first call, second call, we will keep going. For 206 grand, if you're not in for last week's draw, if you're in for last week, you're in. If you're not in, this is what we need you to do. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Gold Heart network of stations. That text will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. And the T's and C's are on the website at redfm.ie. For an incredible, incredible end of the week and 206 grand. If you're trying to buy a house, trying to pay off a house, kids in college, bring kids into the world,
yeah,
or you just want 206 grand to buy the most incredible sports car you've ever laid eyes on.
No.
So much fun with that money. 206 grand. Text RED to 57557 and the best of luck, everyone.
Red FM's cash machine. Red FM breakfast
with Now. Watch Golden Globe winner Jodie Foster in True Detective. Night Country with Now.